Hello everybody, I hope you're feeling great right now. I just wanna discuss a little bit about a difference between the book and the movie of To Kill a Mockingbird. You know, in the past, a few months ago, I had read the book first. And then a few days ago, I repeated the book and the novel, of course, which was released and published in 1960 by Harper Lee. And it was a great success. And yeah, I read it on ZBook and I really enjoyed it. In fact, it's among the most popular books and literature in the books and in the world, at least in the Goodreads, for example, it has the number one position among the books, which is very awesome. And yeah, and a few hours ago, I just decided to watch the movie because the movie of it was released 2 years after the book, 1962, and the movie as well is a success and is very popular, yeah, because it's among the 100 most movies in the list, in the famous list of IMDb. I think it has the position of 60 or 70 or something. Yeah, it doesn't matter, but the film and the movie is also very popular, and because of that I decided to watch the movie as well, because I love the story and I love the book. But after watching the movie, I got a little disappointed, to be honest, because, I don't know, the movie is black and white, which I don't like the most. But, you know, the difference between the book and the movie is very great. There's a big gap between the two. Also, the story is the same. You know, the book is narrated by the girl, you know, by the girl which her name is Atticus, you know, from her point of view and from her perspective. But in the, which is very important, you know, the book is first person narration in general. And it has a lot of funny things and it's very warm book. Very, it has a lot of sense of humor as, despite that, the core story is very serious. Yeah, it is narrated from the perspective of children, but in the movie they have removed almost 100% of this point. You know, they have removed this perspective. I think they have the right, you know, because it will be very hard to just, you know, be like the book. Because there's a difference between writing a book and making a movie. But, you know, they could have made it better, you know. I don't want to destroy the movie because the movie is brilliant in its way, no doubt about it. But, you know, I like the book more. You know, they have removed this point, this narration from the girls and the children's perspective, and yeah, they have removed that, and The movie is very dark and sometimes scary, as opposed to the book that I said has a lot of sense of humor and the dialogues between the characters. Yeah, I think this is a huge differences between the book and the movie of To Kill a Mockingbird. I love the story, to be honest, no matter it's a book of it or it's a movie. But as I said, I like the book for these two reasons more. Yeah, thank you so much. I highly recommend reading this book if you haven't read. And thank you for listening and have a good day. Of course, good night and goodbye for now. Bye.